The Gemara says on Daf Sadeh Beis Amud Beis that Amar Abaye Reuven Shemach Hasada LeShimon Bar Chayes. If Reuven sold Hasada to Shimon Bar Chayes, also Balchav the Reuven Katar Fluminei, and now the Balchav of Reuven wants to take it away from him. So Dinahu the also Reuven Mafsilei. So Reuven has a right to go ahead and try to be Mefayis Balchav and try to get him not to take it away from Shimon. V'lomatzer Amar Le La Baldavim Didiat, and the Balchav can't say to Reuven, you're not my Baldavar. What do you have to do with this? This is not your field. Why? Mishum Damar Le, the Mafkas Minei Alai Hada. Reuven says, I am a Baldavar because whatever you end up taking from Shimon is going to go back to me. He's going to go back to me and demand the money because I sold him Bachrayas. And therefore, I'm considered a Baldavar because I have a Mamnastika Schus over here because I will lose money if you take the field. And that Mamnastika Tvia that I have turns me into a Baldavar. But if it would be Shlomo Bachrayas, then Anichanam is not a Baldavar because he doesn't have any Mamnastika Schus over here. But then the Gemara says, "Ikadamri afilu shloba achrayis nami." There are those who say that even if he sold a shloba achrayis, still Reuven could go ahead and try to be mefayis the balchayv and tell him not to take the field from Shimon. The Amr lay, because he can tell him lo nichale etahavile Shimon teremes alai. I don't want Shimon to have teremes on me. I don't want Shimon to be upset at me that his field was taken away. And even though I'm not going to lose any money, but because of the possible teremes that Shimon can have on me, that itself will make me into Baldavar and have a right to tiny with you and try to be Mephais you, not to take away the field. And Lechai, the Gemara is a Pella, because the feed the Ikadami, if it's Shlom Bachrayis, there is no Mamnestik Eschus. There's no money that Reuven can lose over here. The only thing is that maybe Shimon will be upset at him. He could have Taraimus. So why is the fact that Shimon might be upset at him, how does that turn him into Baldavar? To be a Baldavar in Dini Mamnes, you have to have a Mamnestik Tvia or a Mamnestik loss. Lechai, there is no Mamnestik Tvia over here. So how does Taraimus itself, by itself, turn Reuven into a Baldavar? So I think from this Gemara is a raya to a Gvaliki Yasod from Misal Salanter. Misal Salanter was Mechadosh Yasod, as brought down in the Sefer Ar Yisrael in the back, and then in Sivas Ar. On page Nun Ches, he said the following Yosef. He says, we find in a couple places in Shas this concept of Tarumas. L'mashal, the mission in the beginning of the six pack of Amitziah, Seicher se Umnin, Vehitu Zazah, you have a case where Seicher Umnin, and they trick each other, Ein Lem Zelzah Ela Tarimus. So over there, in that case, there's no Mamadis Dekat Tviya, you can't be Tavay any Mammon, all you have is Tarimus. So the Pashas, as the Mishnah is saying, is there's certain cases where you don't have a Schus to be Tavay Mammon, all you can do is be upset, but you can't be Tavay any Mammon. So, why does the mission need to tell us that you have terumis? The point is, you can't be tevei mammon. The fact that you're going to be upset, that you're going to be upset even without the mission. The mission doesn't have to tell you to be upset. So, if the mission is just saying all you're going to have is being upset and no man mistake is chos, so we don't need the mission to tell us you could be upset. What is this chiddush of ein lehem zelza ela terumis? So, Bezal Salanter was mechadish from here that you see that terumis is not just a thing that you could be upset when someone did an avla to you. But it's actually a tviya. It's a mamnestika tviya. It's a mamnestika schus that you have a schus. You have a right to be upset. You have a right to have terumas. If someone did an avla to you, and he owes you something, so even though alpidin you don't have a right to take money from him because it's not enough to be considered a mamnestika chiyuv, but you have a different schus, and that's a schus of terumas. You have a schus to have a taina on him. You have a schus alpidin etar alpidin bezdin to have a taina on that person, unless he's mefais you or he's meratzer you or he gives you money, whatever it is. Then you can remove your terumas. But because he didn't do that, you have a halachic right to have terumas on him. So that's who's mechiach. The terumas is a mamnestika schus. It's a real schus tvia that you have. In the same way, if a person does an avla to you, he's mitzar you bedibur. If he's not mefais you and you're not meichel him, you have a right to be upset at him. So in dini mamnes, there are times where you don't have the ability to actually take money from him. It's not on the madrega that you can take money, but you do have a schus to be upset. You have a schus to have a taina, and that's the musig of terumas. And lefi that, I think it's muvin heitev why the din of terumas over here will turn him into baldavar. Terumas is not just the fact that I'm upset at him because I don't want him to be upset at me. No, he would have a right to be upset at you. There's a schus terumas that he has. There are certain cases where you have a right to have terumas because the sada was taken away. And that din terumas that you have is like a mamnestika schus. I want to remove it. I want to avoid it. And that is enough to turn me into baldavar because there is a actual mamnestika musig of terumas that you could have over here. Now the etzem din of this, the chiddush we saw, you have a right to have terumas on people. It's a schus that you have. So Rav Hudner asks on this in the Pachad Yitzchok for Yom Kippur. In Maimar Chaf, he says, how could that be? L'maisa, what Rav Saul is saying, that you have a right to be Ivan L'sissus Achicha B'Vavecha, you have a right to have Netira. These are Yisurim. Why is it Mutter? How could the Torah say that you're allowed to have Terumas and be Ivan these Yisurim of Binadim L'Chaveira? And Rav Hudner answers that Alpi Taisus in the beginning of the fourth parak of Metziah, that there's a Musig that you see from Taisus that when a person is an Eino Eisamaisa Amcha, a person is a Rasha, then certain dinim in Adam L'Chavera don't apply to him. Maybe you could be signed to him, there are certain dinim that would be mutter, Nafundas Mechanish, based on Taisus, you can have a Musig where a person is not a total Eino Isamaisa Amcha, and everything that he does, he could be a tzaddik and do the right thing, but within one Inyan that he did, within one Avera, he could be an Eino Isamaisa Amcha, Lagabi that Prat, Lagabi that Inyan. And he says that when a person does one of these things to you, he's mata you, whatever it is, so even though Beklalius and the shame of the Adam, you're an Isam Isa Amcha, but Legabi that Prat, Legabi the thing, the Avli that he did to you, Legabi that you're considered an Eina Isam Isa Amcha, and Mimele, you're allowed to be signed to him, or you're allowed to have a tie on him, Legabi that Nukuda itself. And therefore, Avner says that you have to be very careful. The sin is only limited to that specific thing that he did to you. You can't be signed to the whole person and the whole Gavra, but you could be signed to that Chelik of him that did this Avli to you, but beyond that, there's no heter taruma, so the taruma itself has to be very calculated and very meduyak, because if you go beyond that, then there's talking no heter of having any tarumas at all. And I just want to end off with what Rizal Santa says, Al P his chiddush over here, is really coming to give an etzah how to, a person could be mavel midoysef if someone did an avla to you, and you don't want to be upset at him, so how do you, what's an etzah to be mevatan, to be meichel? So he says that the same way when it comes to mamnestika tvia that someone has on you, somebody owes you money, and you're Michael, and you say, you know what, I'm Michael, you don't have to pay me. Once you're Michael, if you go ahead and you try to collect the money from him, you're a Gazan, because once you're Michael, it's Nimchal, there's no Chiev anymore. So he says that being the Tarumas is a, also like a Mamnestika Chiev, if you have Tarumas on someone and you have a right to have that Tarumas, but you go ahead and you're Michael, and you say, you know what, I'm Michael you, I don't have Tainas in you anymore. If you now, after the Mechila, have more Tarumas, you have more Kveda, that already is not Mutter. There's no Heter to do it, because you're already Michael that Mamnestika Chiev that you have. The Tarumas matter Tarumas, but once you're Michael, you're Michael it. So he said that if you have Tainas on someone, what you should do is try right away to be Michael him, say, I'm Michael you. And once you're Michael him, you lost that Tzchus Tarumas, you can't be upset at him anymore. And now if you start getting upset, then you don't have any right to do that. That's Stam Sinah, and you have to be Arkei that from your lave, and that will force you to come to a matzav where you're able to be Mavel Midoysev and be Michael Legamri, because you no longer have the Tzchus of Tarumas. And that's the Chiddush of Rizal Salanter, that there are certain cases where Tarumas is Mutter, but he wants to use it Fakir, not as a Heter, but to encourage your Mechila, to encourage you to be mevater and call hamavrel midosav Hakadosh Baruch Hu is mavrel pshav b'shemizaych to be mavrel midosenu, and that's chus Hakadosh Baruch Hu will be mechaper in all of our averus as well.